Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, may it truly be a lamp unto our feet and a light in our path. Receive it and hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. One other place I need to turn to real quick. Had these thoughts coming to me while I'm doing this, so got to go with them. If I don't, they'll leave quickly. I was reading the scripture today. I felt like the Lord just told me to turn there. So many things in Hebrews chapter 13, really just cool stuff. Following on the heels of, I'll never desert you, I'll never forsake you, the Lord is my helper. This is verse 7, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, consider the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, amen. And it says this, do not be carried away by strange and varied teachings. It is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, to which those who were so occupied were not benefited. Then it goes on. So, it's good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, right? Anything apart from that can be a strange teaching, is what it says, right? If it's not just rooted and grounded in the grace of God, the goodness of God. And part of that is just our heart being strengthened by grace. You know, we talk about grace a lot here, and kind of came up with just a working, not a really a working definition, but again, heard this many, many times here. God's limitless and continual affection, acceptance, ability, and activity as a free gift in the person of Christ, flowing from his goodness to you, in you, through you, to you, right? So it's just continual, all that Jesus did on the cross, all that he is, especially his kind of his acceptance of you and affection toward you, right? It's part of what the grace of God is. And that strengthens our inner being, our heart, right? I had this Friday night, we were at Blue Jean. They have a once a month worship thing there, and Abby and TC were assisting Mary Marcingill, Josh Marcingill, Mary there. They work there at Blue Jean full time. And the Lord really laid it on their hearts to do this. So anyway, we were there. I was just in kind of a worship mode. And again, as I mentioned yesterday and several times, the Lord speaks to me a lot in through nature, right? Through animals and different things like that. And just saw this flamingo there, kind of a flock of flamingos. And I remembered watching a documentary on those. And I had to go back and refresh myself a little bit. And I knew the Lord had a word in it. And, you know, they're known, of course, for their balance, you know, balance on one leg very well. And they get their pink color from what they eat. They're not naturally born that way. These different, crustaceans they eat turns their body pink. And, you know, pink has to do with a lot of color, just the heart, and love of God, right? And what I really believe he had a word for us, for the church, and that, you know, there was a time when I was coming up, when I came to the Lord in the mid-80s, really surrendered my life, we had a pretty big revival going on in here at Selma, you know, a lot of young people. We used to have a Bible study, and just a ton of young people would come, and people would get saved every week. It was really a cool time in my life. But worship was not a real big part of our lives because the worship music at the time just wasn't very good, you know. So there wasn't a lot out there, you know, more hymns or people who did hymns, you know. That was kind of the worship you would get. And it started getting better at the end of the 80s and the 90s when Vineyard came along and then Maranatha, and we used to do a lot of that here at Christ the King. And then the Lord brought this awesome worship, you know, especially in the end of the 90s, into the 2000s. Now, you know, there's just so much good worship out there. Everywhere. Bethel has good stuff. And Maverick City, my daughters tell me about a bunch of them all the time. IHOP, you can go anywhere. There's just a ton of good worship. It's like things kind of swung over this way to where it's just all worship. And like the Lord is saying about bringing back into balance where there is worship. That's such an important part. But there has to be a feasting too on the word, right? We can't get away from that. And I know my girls, they love worship, and but they don't like any kind of teaching or Bible study at all. You know what I mean? And I have to tell them a lot that that's so important. I mean, especially just not that you have to go to Bible study. That's not what I'm saying at all. But to make sure that part of your time with the Lord is that you're feeding on grace, His presence, right? You're hearing Him speak to you. You're hearing Him talk to you about His affection to you, His love for you, His all these things that He wants to say to us and say to you has to be an important part of that. And I really felt like He was saying that, you know, we swing this way, just swinging kind of back in the balance where there's just a real feasting on that, you know, where the heart is being strengthened by grace. And part of that can be, all of it to me is worship. That's worship. When I'm hanging out with the Lord, every bit of it's worship. My time in the Word, my time in prayer, well, all this stuff is just worship. But my soul and this innermost being part of me is strengthened by the grace of God, right? How does He do that? I don't have a clue. But He says He does, right? He wouldn't tell us it's good for the heart to be strengthened by grace if He didn't strengthen our hearts by grace, right? Just some verses about Him strengthening us. This is in Jude, verse 24. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to cause you to stand in the presence of His glory, blameless with just great joy. This is Colossians chapter 2, starting in verse 6. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus in the same way, so now walk in Him. Right? Received Him by faith, now walk by faith. Having been firmly rooted, and now being built up in Him, established in your faith, just as you were instructed, overflowing with gratitude. This is in 2 Thessalonians. We don't go there very much, do we? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God of our Father, who loved us, and has given us comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and every good word. Let's see, where else do I have marked here? This is really cool ones. I love this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who are in every place, call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. I love how Paul referred to them as the Holy One, saints, right? Even though his letter was a little stingy to them, this is who they were. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in Christ Jesus, that in everything you were enriched in Him, in all speech and knowledge. Even the testimony concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift. And that word gift there is the word for grace. You're not lacking in any grace gift. Waiting eagerly the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you. That word confirm is strengthen you to the end. Blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I better turn this phone off because it just pinged. If I don't, somebody's going to call me for sure. I didn't turn my volume off. TC fusses at me all the time because I always turn my volume off. And I don't know when she calls me. And God is faithful to whom you were called. So, this whole thing here is about they're not lacking in anything. There's the grace extended to them and to the Lord who will strengthen and confirm them all the way to the end. All right. This is in 2 Corinthians. What verses I have marked there? Yeah. Now He who establishes us with you, or that word establish is the same word for strengthen, confirm, establish. Now He who does this, establishes you, strengthens you in Christ, and has anointed us is God, who also sealed us in the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Just a real simple word today. Lord, just reminding me of how just important that is, that He, how He strengthens and how we've been created in His new creations to respond to the grace of God, right? And when we do that, and then that's part of our daily diet, feasting, right? It establishes us. strengthens us. We become like the flamingos. We turn pink, right? That comes out of us, just the love of God, right? And so if you feel like you need to be strengthened today, right, just by grace, receive it. Receive His grace, right? Paul talked about that. We talk about that all the time. Grace has a face of Jesus. Paul said, it's not me working, but grace working within me. There's just, we're standing in grace. It's, you know, grace is working in me right now. That's over and over and over again in the Scripture. That strengthens me. That confirms, establishes me, roots, plants me, you know, get rooted, go deep into the love of God, right? So, we'll pray a quick prayer over you guys. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for all of these here. Lord, your promise is that in Christ Jesus, Lord, we are established. We're seated. Lord, you do that work in us, Lord. We don't know how you do it, but you do. You do it. Lord, you've given us these new creations, this new heart that responds to your grace. Lord, that's the reason Paul said in every letter he wrote, grace to you and peace from God the Father. Because he knew that it was the grace that built us up, the grace that would establish us, the grace that would strengthen us. And there would be, as you say in your word, Lord, abundant grace for every single thing we do, that you've already supplied it. We already have the need, and we can just walk in that. But Lord, there's so much that you want to speak to us, to each person here. So Lord, I pray that you would do that today, that what you've given in them and put in them, their heart today would be strengthened by grace. Something you say in the word that food can't do. It's not a food physical issue, it's a spiritual issue. So Lord, each person here, you got this word for a reason, maybe just for me only, but I know that today you've strengthened me by grace. Lord, you've made my feet just a little more firm, because you not only establish us, Lord, you say you're able to keep us from stumbling. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you not only bless us, but you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, even things we don't even know about. So, Lord, as you say in your word, those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will rule and reign in this life. So, Lord, we are here to receive your abundant grace. For those who are struggling with your affection for them, let them know how much you love them. Those that need to be just affirmed by you, God, affirm them. Those who need your ability, empower them and bless them. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.